Hello again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you are either joining us right now or you've been with us from the top of the hour. I'm Joanne Fox, and we are talking about the Spirit of Home for the Holidays. It is a fundraiser that benefits Holy Spirit Retirement Home here in Sioux City. Again, Friday, December 3rd, 5:30 p.m., Country Celebrations Event Center, which is north of Sioux City, kind of on Hamilton Boulevard. It's a beautiful venue, and hopefully you don't have anything else going on and that you can attend this. And so in the studio with me is Deb Poss. She is Development and Marketing Director for Holy Spirit's Foundation. And we have just had tons of good time here talking about all our wonderful memories. Holy Spirit Retirement Home started 1968, was the vision of Bishop Joseph Miller and the Holy Spirit Sisters, who, again, I believe are angels. And you had alluded to several of them on staff. And I got to give a shout out to Sister Rose, who was my traveling companion when we went to Mexico for the ordination of Father Mauro Sanchez. And we had so much fun. She is just a delight. And then I would also be remiss if I did not mention Father Denny Meinen, who I always, when I would see him out, would tell him he was my favorite Globe columnist. And, of course, now the Globe is the Lumen. And he still appears as a columnist, so he still remains my favorite columnist. He disagreed with me. He thought there were others. I assured him, no, that he was my favorite. And he has been just, oh, my goodness, what a presence out there and what a gift.
Very beloved at Holy Spirit Retirement Home, for sure.
Yep, very much so. And Father Francis now is your chaplain. You know, it means so much, I think, to the community to have this faith presence. And that doesn't mean that if a listener thinks to themselves, gee, I really wish I could get my grandma or, you know, my mom or dad who are having some issues, but they're not Catholic. You don't have to be Catholic to be a part of Holy Spirit community. I mean,
Absolutely you
are not like that, right?
Absolutely. We're an equal opportunity community.
That's right. And then I've told this story now several times, but for a while, Father Al Grendler, who is the individual who hired me up at the Catholic Globe in 1974, after he fell and broke his hip, he needed to recuperate at Holy Spirit. And so every Thursday, I would go out and have coffee with Father Al. And as I've mentioned in other programs, we would try and solve world problems. Peace in the Mideast always eluded us, but it was probably a very, very special experience for me to have that connection with him. And every time I went out and had coffee with him in the morning, I was always just in awe of the staff and how attentive they were and the smiling faces of the other individuals that were coming in for breakfast, and they would chat with us. And I think it so spoke to the joy of being a resident of Holy Spirit's huge community, which we talked earlier, you know, there's the independent living, there's assisted living, there's the memory care, there's long-term care, there's short-term care. It just speaks volumes as to the wonderful atmosphere that is provided out there for anyone who needs that as a place to reside.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a good point that you're bringing up, Joanne, because we do really, truly think of ourselves as a Holy Spirit family. And that's important when you come to a place like ours. We really encourage everyone to just come together in faith and love. And again, you mentioned you don't have to be Catholic, but we love one another, and we show that. And we see that in not only the residents that live here at Holy Spirit, but also their families that come in to see them, and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. It's just ongoing, and definitely that's a priority for all of us, is to treat everybody with love and respect.
And that's why, to continue all of the things that are going out on Holy Spirit, you know, the many services, the many activities, you alluded to some of them, you know, earlier in this program, it takes money. you know, that's the reality. This event is also an opportunity to revel in all the good things that are going on and enjoy each other's company, and especially during the holidays. But in reality, it costs money. And any way that the foundation can bring in some money to make sure that quality of life continues, so be it. And we haven't mentioned, but as in the past, I know there are always honorary chair couples. And let's tell the listeners who they are this time.
Well, we really, we hit it really well this year. We are so excited. We have Tim and Chris Brown that are honorary chair couples. What's really special about both of them is they both have gone through recent losses with their loved ones. And as you will hear from their story that will be shared that evening, one of them, Tim, for example, his father lived at Holy Spirit Retirement Home for some time. And his mom, Sue Brown, is actually on our foundation board and also on this committee. And it just kind of continues to show you how we're so blessed to continue to have those people continue to support us and help us. Chris and Tim both are very, very involved in our Siouxland community. They've had children that have gone all the way through St. Mike's Church, all the way through school, through Helin. Right now, they only have one daughter left now at Helin. So they've spent many, many years being involved in our community here. And they are a prime example of walking the walk and talking the talk. And their story that they will share that evening is very, very powerful, very emotional. And I'm just so glad and excited for you guys all to hear that story. And what's nice is they still continue to support us each and every year. And they live that life of wanting to give back and to make sure good things happen at Holy Spirit Retirement Home.
We've mentioned several times that the event itself takes place Friday, December, putting my glasses on so I can read the paper, December 3rd. But when would you like to make sure people get their reservations in? I mean, I'm sure if somebody came to the door that night, you would probably be gracious and say, come on in. But catering issues are always a challenge, and you want to make sure that there's enough food. So is there a deadline, and what might that be for tickets?
Well, we are actually, I'm really excited to say that just about half of the tickets have already sold.
Whoa.
And so we are really working at it. And we knew that was going to be a thing this year because people are ready to celebrate. They're ready to get out there and come together as friends and family. Mm-hmm. So we do have a deadline of November 19th. Of course, my name and number I will share with you guys. Again, my name's Deb Poss, and you can go on to our website, www.holyspiritretirementhome.com, or call me directly at 712-224-9993. What's really nice, we've got it very easily located on our website as far as ticket sales. Anything that you want to be involved with is very well displayed on the website. And don't worry about tickets or any of that. We're going to have all that ready at the door. So once you give us a call or you make a commitment, I will get you in.
Okay, excellent. And so listeners, you know, with that information, if you're interested in attending, don't delay, you know, make sure that you get your ticket ahead of time. So Deb isn't worrying about running down to the store and getting an extra bottle of booze for you or anything like that. And it's just thoughtful. And again, listeners, you know as well as I do, sometimes circumstances change and you think you can't come. And these folks are gracious enough that if you show up that night, I'm sure they'll set aside some brisket for you and some other stuff. And then you want to make sure you have the opportunity to get there, I would say at 5:30, just so you can look at the auction items and really just kind of relax and smile and see other people and just enjoy one another. And as you said earlier, Deb, Bishop Walker Nicholas will be there. I believe he's going to say a few words, which is always fun, and because he's always got great insights. And I don't think the Broncos are playing that night. So.
Oh, well, good. You lucked out.
Yes, you did. So that is kind of it in a nutshell. Again, listeners, I want to remind you, if you've got a pen and paper, and you should by this time, Friday, December 3rd, doors open at 5:30 p.m. at Country Celebrations Event Center. That is north on Hamilton Boulevard. It is the Spirit of Home for the Holidays fundraiser. Lots of information. You can go to HolySpiritRetirementHome.com or you can call Deb directly at 712-224-9993. And so that wraps up our program today. I want to thank my guest, Deb Poss, who is Director of Marketing and Development at Holy Spirit Retirement Home. This has been great fun, Deb.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to see you in person.
Isn't it, though?
Yes,
it is.
It is really good. I've missed you.
Oh, thank you. And so, again, listeners, this show is Faith in Action. It's a show that's locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. You can also find this show at our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live and Podcasts. And so on behalf of my producer for this show, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is oh so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.